One morning, toward the end of the summer, Isabel turned to the blank pages in her diary and counted the days. She closed the book and replaced it in the drawer, thoughtfully. When she had decided, she went downstairs to her father's study. Her father looked up.
"Isabel."
He was pleased to see her. Since she had taken to going out more, he was especially gratified when she came to seek him out like this.
"Darling Pa."
She smiled at him. He caught a glint of something in her eye.
"Is there something afoot?"
Her eyes travelled to a corner of the ceiling and she smiled. Without shifting her gaze from the dark corner, she told him she was leaving. At first, he hardly understood what she had said. He felt a pulse beat in his ears, his vision blurred. He closed his eyes, but inside his head there were volcanoes, meteorite strikes, and explosions. When the flames died down and there was nothing left in his inner world but a silent, devastated landscape, he opened his eyes. What had he done? In his hand was a lock of hair with a bloodied clod of skin attached at one end. Isabel was there, her back to the door, her hands behind her. One beautiful green eye was bloodshot, one cheek looked red and slightly swollen. A trickle of blood crept from her scalp, reached her eyebrow and was diverted away from her eye. He was aghast at himself and at her. He turned away from her in silence, and she left the room. Afterward, he sat for hours, twisting the auburn hair that he had found in his hand, twisting and twisting, tighter and tighter around his finger until it dug deep into his skin, until it was so matted that it could not be unwound. And finally, when the sensation of pain had at last completed its slow journey from his finger to his consciousness, he cried. Charlie was absent that day and did not return home until midnight. Finding Isabel's room empty, he wandered through the house, knowing by some sixth sense that disaster had struck. Not finding his sister, he went to his father's study. One look at the grey-faced man told him everything. Father and son regarded each other for a moment, but the fact that their loss was shared did not unite them. There was nothing they could do for each other. In his room, Charlie sat on the chair next to the window, sat there for hours, a silhouette against a rectangle of moonlight. At some point, he opened a drawer and removed the gun he had obtained by extortion from a local poacher, and two or three times he raised it to his temple. Each time, the force of gravity soon returned it to his lap. At 4 o'clock in the morning, he put the gun away and took up instead the long needle that he had pilfered from the missus's sewing box a decade before and which had since seen much use. He pulled up his trouser leg, pushed his sock down, and made a new puncture mark in his skin. His shoulders shook, but his hand was steady as on his shin bone he scored a single word. Isabel.